with growing up here, now that I started learning more about the culture, is that and this happens pretty much from every Filipino I've ever met. Almost every Filipino's got a good story to tell.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you read the book When the Elephants Dance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that was a good book. I got that as a gift. It was a Christmas gift, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that book really just, you know, opened my eyes to a lot of other things, because you know, of course you have your characters who are kind of like, you know, you read the book, you start thinking, I don't like the way this character acts. She's arrogant, or he's lazy, but then you realize what they went through and how it shaped them to be what they are. And I think like in one of the stories that I had read, the one guy who could see the spirits, the one thing that stuck to me about his story is because he wanted so much to be like the girl that he wanted to be, so much that the guy he was, to be the guy that his future wife would like, that he lost what he had, you know, he lost his gift. And that really dawned on me. I was like, wow, you know, you've got a lot of people, and I'm not saying I'm not guilty of it, because I've done it at some points in my life where that I wanted so much to be like someone else that I didn't get a chance to see the beauty of what I already had. You know, and luckily it never got to that point where it's not too late where I can where I can't learn it. I mean, given the way my schedule is right now, I can't exactly just sit down and learn Tagalog or learn how to speak Sayan. But I've always considered doing Filipino martial arts my tie to the culture. You know, it's my connection there. And one thing that I do value about it is it's not just one of those ties where it's like, yeah, you know, I grew up speaking it so I can do it, or I grew up eating lumpia so I can eat Filipino food. It's more like I wanted this tie, so I was able to have it, you know. It's like, I can almost say it wanted me as much as I wanted it, you know. And so that's why I've always felt that having that connection was something special for me, you know. I mean, saying I did Filipino martial arts, it wasn't something where I say, oh, I do Filipino martial arts. Yeah, I say that because there's a time and place to announce things like that. But now it's like when people say, oh, what martial art do you say? I do Filipino martial arts.
Yeah.
And then when they ask, what's that? That's when I start, you know, going to home.